Well, go to Timothy. We got a few minutes. 2 Timothy. There's so many, many tests you have to put to the scriptures when you really work them for the great accuracy of it. Timothy is one of the great books. And I was thinking this morning that scriptures have their importance from three different basic points. Number one, one scripture has its great importance because of the revelation of the great truth in that scripture. Number two, the words that are used giving that revelation in that scripture. And thirdly, the great place where it is used. And when you work the word, you have to go into those categories. But you see, in the foundational class, I hit this stuff. The word interprets itself in the verse context or been used before. Then the individual word has to fit with the rest of the words in that verse. This is why scriptures, also, you have to look at it, have their importance, their great importance from the revelation of the great truth in the verse, the words that are used in that verse giving that revelation, and the place where it's used. And in Timothy, who would believe that two of the greatest scriptures are in that particular book? 2:15, it tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto whom? God. Workmen who need not to be ashamed of their workmanship, rightly dividing the word of truth. But that great verse of scripture is in Timothy. Why not in Romans? Corinthians, Galatians. And then that great scripture of chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, purpose being that the man of God may be perfect. Next word, truly furnished unto all good works. See? Just those three verses of scripture alone being in Timothy would make me sit back and really work it. Why in Timothy? Because you got to study the word to show yourself approved, whether you're in Genesis or in Corinthians or Romans. You have to study the word. But why just in Timothy? Likewise with that other one, all scripture is God-breathed. Why in Timothy? Why didn't he tell us this back in Genesis 1:3 or something? You see, people, nobody has ever dared to look at the word in the light of the truth of the testimony of the word itself, that holy men of God spake as they were moved. Because people still think that the Bible is just a book that people wrote whenever they got around to have a little spare time or something. Or if God wanted them to really take a night out, he'd give them a little scripture. This stuff is just unbelievable. The great key to why it's all in here, one of the great keys why it's back in Timothy, is because of verse 15 of chapter 1. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. And chapter 3, verse 1. Know this also, last perilous times. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous. And he goes through that whole thing, gets down to verse 5. They have a form of what? You know, they go through the ritual, count their beads, face east, put money in the offering plate. You know, bow at the altar, cross themselves, eat a wafer, do something. But deny the power thereof. Ever learning, verse 7, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, you could go through and I could pick out many of these things for you. But the reason they are given here in Timothy is because in the great times of obstruction, persecution, in times when people just won't pay one lousy bit of attention to what you're saying, it just, you know, they just don't listen. That's where he puts these tremendous scriptures, saying, at that time you continue to study to show yourself what? That's where he also puts all scriptures still given by inspiration of God. If nobody believes it, all scripture is still given by inspiration of God. That's why it's set in Timothy. Because 2 Timothy is the record of people having lost the mystery, gotten into a form of godliness, as I said, go through counting the beads, all that ritual tradition stuff, but no great knowledge of truth, no great knowledge of the word. Right in the midst of that, God said, you still stay studying the word. All scripture is still God-breathed. What a tremendous comfort that word brings, that he put it in Timothy. So that's the reason it's there. You think about it. You just think about it sometime. You just read Timothy in the light of what I've given you. And you'll see that, man, that just those verses alone, and are just three of them, there are a lot more in Timothy, are just there by divine choice, providence, God breathed at that particular point. And that's why, oh, the hope is in there too, tremendous hope in there. So I get excited about checking the word. Then the word fits, but every place it fits, there's a reason why it fits there. And I'm real thankful for that. Well, that's all I want to show you now. You can do as you like.